we reported back in May about the new state-of-the-art surf ranch in Lemoore, which has brought world-class surfers to the area. One such athlete came to the wave pool last week to announce her return to competition after having her second child earlier this year. Pro surfer Bethany Hamilton is well known for surviving a shark attack at age 13, which she wrote about in her book Soul Surfer. She'll be competing at the surf ranch this September. But before taking practice runs in the wave pool, Hamilton talked with Valley Public Radio's Laura Tsutsui about surfing, being a mom, and how she doesn't worry about sharks, just about catching waves.
So I'm here at the surf ranch, and I came up here to train. I'll be competing in the Surf Ranch Pro this September, and so I'm just so excited to have the opportunity to compete and at the highest professional level. And so I'll be here training and working at just getting prepared for that event.
What is it like to be mom, athlete, you know, and if that's not enough, mom, athlete, amputee, motivational speaker? How do you balance all of that?
I feel like it's always a balancing act, to, especially in my role of doing so many different things and surfing and mom and wife and speaking and just all the different things I get to do. And I feel really thankful for all this because, you know, with my work, I am still able to be with my kids a lot, like all the time. And that is the most important thing to me. And yeah, I think I'm just always kind of like, I've become a big planner. So I'm always planning ahead and making sure that I use my time wisely and try to be very present and not get carried away on my phone, which has all my work on it. And yeah, just be aware of like how I'm using my time.
And then I know you also just had your second child. Congrats. So how do you compare wrangling with two kids to one?
Oh my gosh. I had a couple moms totally prepare me with a warning that two kids is a lot harder than one. It just feels like a really big adjustment. And they were so right. It totally did. And like, especially the first 3 months when baby is so little and you're just keeping them alive and they're just little blobs, but it's so like such a precious time too. Thankfully, my husband's super supportive and able to like kind of teamwork everything with me, and it's so amazing.
What are your kids' names?
My older son is Tobias and younger is Wesley, and yeah, they're such beautiful, handsome boys.
Well, your kids, do you expect them to be surfers as well?
Oh, I really hope they get into surfing at least for fun so I can like share that with them. And like, I really envision like going on like family surf trips and like being able to travel the world together as they get older. I mean, my older son Tobias is almost 3.5 and he loves surfing. He loves being in the water. And so I'm just trying to keep it really fun and not have too many bad wipeouts that scare him off of it. And so far, he's just stoked on being in the water.
Being a mom and an amputee, how do you manage that?
Oh my gosh, I definitely like went into motherhood a little. Like, I had some natural fears that kind of like, a lot of what I was scared of like didn't really actually end up turning out to be true.
So, like what?
Like, you know, when you get a newborn, their head's all wobbly, and being able to hold them good and keep them like their head from like getting whiplash or whatever. And yeah, I just adapted so well naturally. And nursing, like I'm breastfed all my kids, and just being able to figure that out with one arm, like doing on my left side. And I think often we're more resilient than we know, and that definitely turned out to be the case.
So what's it like to jump back into training and, you know, potentially competitive surfing come this September? What are you, you know, but with two kids also, what is that like?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, there's definitely some times, like, I started my postpartum training after, like, easing into it around 9 weeks, and your abs are just completely gone. There's no more strength there, and it feels pretty daunting. It's like, but at least with it being my second, I kind of knew what to expect and, like, give myself some grace and time to, like, get back to it, and now my little guy's 4 months old, so I have a couple more months before the event, so I'm looking forward to keep working at that, especially once I get home, and especially the next couple days here surfing and just doing my thing.
And then, I mean, coming this September when you do compete, what are you expecting to be maybe the most challenging?
I really think the mental aspect of competing here this September will be the most challenging, because it's a different style of competition. You know exactly what you're getting. There's not so many variables like the ocean can bring. So here, just being able to be strong mentally and not like overthink it at the same time, and just being ready to just put a show on in front of everyone. So I'm really excited to have the opportunity to be competing here against all the best. And I know it's going to be really hard. So yeah, I'm just trying to keep mentally like positive and look forward to just doing my best.
And then, I mean, obviously you compete with the best of the best. But I'm wondering if it's ever like tiring for people to just feel like they know you from Soul Surfer and not necessarily always because you're an amazing surfer.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes hand in hand, but.
You know. Oh no, you nailed it. Like definitely a lot of times people like, they'll be so excited about me, but it's almost like they're more excited about Soul Surfer. But you know, I feel really thankful that I'm in the role that I am, and like, I'm able to inspire young girls to go and overcome their challenges in their life and their like the tough times that they go through. And I know that, like, to me, just being able to be a reminder of that hope that you can overcome really tough circumstances is really special. And definitely, like, being in the public eye is something I don't thrive on, and I never have, especially as a young girl. And it's always like a balancing act mentally to like be ready to just be kind of on to say hi to someone all the time when I'm out in public. But I also know that like I want to do my best as I can, and you know, I'm not perfect, but I just try to remember that like, man, this is someone else's kid, and if it was my own kid, like I would want to just stoke them out. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and one of the things I'm wondering, being that you took a break while being pregnant and now you're coming back, it's kind of like a fresh start. As people sort of start to see you again as a competitor, reevaluate you, is there anything that you would want them to know or to think about, like, as they start to be like, oh, Bethany Hamilton's competitor?
Yeah, like, as a competitor, you know, I really celebrate my body. For example, I'm almost 6 feet tall, which always surprises people when they meet me in person. And I have a lot of natural strength. And when I work at it and make myself even stronger, then I come off as really strong surfer. And I think that's really special as a female. And so I really am excited about competing. And apparently the lifeguard said I got one of the longest barrels on the left by anyone. So I think I have definitely a stabbing shot at doing really well here, and I've always grown up really competitive, and I still have that drive. And I think taking a four or five month break from surfing, it makes you so hungry and excited about surfing that, like, as I'm getting back into surfing right now, I just have like this like spunk to my surfing that I'm just so pumped to be out there and like push myself even further and get better and better.
I think the last thing that I want to ask is, in a documentary, you had said something like, it just felt sharky that day. What does that even mean?
You know, it's funny, because I think all surfers kind of, you know, at the back of their head, they're like, oh, sharks, like, I don't want that to happen. But there's certain days when it just feels different. Like, you know, if the water is a little murkier, it's like, feels sharky. Even though it might not even be sharky, but I'm really thankful that I've been able to heal from that. And like, I don't really feel like I'm particularly more paranoid than the average surfer, which is really awesome. I go out and surf and just think about catching my next wave.
Totally. That's that one I wanted to say, like, have you ever felt like scared after that, or, you know, nervous?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely had to overcome my fear, and it took time, and I found that just like focusing on catching waves was like the best thing. So at least at the Surf Ranch, you're not worrying about sharks at all.
That was pro surfer Bethany Hamilton talking the other day with FM89 reporter Laura Tsutsui about returning to competitive surfing this September. They spoke in Lemoore at the World Surf League Surf Ranch.